Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after a sudden blackout, she was left with a terrifying vision of a 19th century woman in blue and a haunting that seemed to never let go.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is, and if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in, 855-853-4802, or write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com, and if you would like no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive. If that sounds good, then become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. My sister Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am.
You are actually almost here. You are here.
I almost am. I will be there soon. Absolutely. I was, you know, if we're getting to close, but not, I mean, we've got a lot to do before Halloween, a lot of going on, but I'm excited about Halloween because, you know, I love Halloween. I am a Halloween nut. I've always decorated big for Halloween. Used to be when my kids were little, I would have full-size witches in my house and things like that.
Oh, and you would make the most adorable costumes for your kids.
Oh, like I go all out, right? And so this year, I don't really have my own house or anything, but I was thinking that I would like to maybe do some little yard flags out and about and whatever in the yard here. And I found one that I thought was pretty good. I was going to bounce it off you, see if you like it. And it says, not all witches live in Salem.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
I thought that was pretty cute, right? Mm-hmm. And then how about this one? Warning, witch property trespassers will be hexed.
Cute.
I thought those two were cute. And then there was a couple like trick-or-treat ones and whatever. But I thought those were kind of funny.
Yeah, you got to use those.
Yeah. So we'll maybe put them out. And I'm getting excited.
I remember one year, Tony, he had in that farmhouse that he lived
in. Tony does a lot.
Tony goes all out. Like, yeah. It's kind of crazy. But he bought these really large skeletons. I don't know how tall they were.
Yeah.
But I'd say in the 8 feet, 7-8 feet range. And he had put in kind of a little golf course in the front of his house, like a mini golf course, because he's out in the country. He had quite a bit of land. I think he had like 7 acres. And he had one year made all of those skeletons in positions like with golf clubs. They're out there golfing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he even lit them.
You know, the thing I love about Tony is there's no halfway.
Right.
Right? Tony's all in 100%. Like, if he's going to do it, he's going to do it right. Like, there's no 25% Tony phones it in a little one day. He is in it. He's in it to win it. And he always says, like, he wins. He does win.
Well, and we were talking about this other night, and I'd forgotten about it, but he moved out of a house, and I think they remodeled a room while he was living in the house. They did something, like put up drywall or something like that, or maybe it was up in the attic, hid under insulation. I'm not sure, but he hid a couple skeletons.
Funny.
And who knows? It could be 30 years before anybody finds him.
Oh,
but one day somebody will be like, oh my God, there's a skeleton.
Oh my God, they will die. They will just, somebody's going to have a heart attack.
Because at first you would assume it's real.
Yeah,
and then you would be like, wait a minute, it's plastic. Who the hell did that?
Like, you'll call the police probably, and they'll probably call in the, you know, forensic people that decide it's plastic.
Yeah, I think he kind of, I think he did two of them.
Funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was funny. I forgot he did that. It was, I think, in the house he lived in Branson.
Oh, that's
where they did that. Yeah.
Oh.
So let's go to our first ghost story. And it says, hi, my name's Abigail. This happened back when I was still married. I'm divorced now. A lot of strange things happened during that time, but this one really stuck with me. I've always been a little sensitive, intuitive, maybe. I get weird dreams, strong gut feelings, but I wasn't the type to see ghosts standing in the corner. Usually it was just chills, a little deja vu, nothing more. My ex, Alex, was the complete opposite. He was practical to a fault, laughed at tarot cards, and called anything strange that happened in the house as the house was settling. He didn't believe in the paranormal at all. But after he moved in with me, something shifted. I don't know if it was me or him or just a combination of us, but the apartment began to act off. At first, it was small things we could joke about, keys disappearing for an entire day, the remote turning up in the freezer, dishes sliding across the counter like someone had pushed them. Weird things, but harmless. And then it started escalating. The night I'll never forget started out ordinary. We were lying in bed, facing each other, talking about bills, TV shows, whether to order pizza. Then suddenly the air in the room changed. It was like the atmosphere shifted, like oxygen had kind of been sucked out of the room. I felt it first as a pressure behind my eyes, and then my vision started to blur, and I told Alex, I can't see. He thought I was joking, reached for my hand, and the second he touched me, my world went completely black. Not the kind of darkness you get with your eyes closed, but absolute blackness. I panicked, and then just as suddenly, it was like I was somewhere else. My body hadn't moved, but my mind had been shoved into another place. It was loud and filled with a roar of rushing water. I was in a tunnel, concrete arched overhead. Beside all of the water was a narrow ledge, and on it clung a woman. It looked like she had stepped out of an old photograph. Her long brown hair was twisted into a bun. Her skin was pale. Her dress was a heavy blue, the kind of fabric you'd only see in the 1800s. She dug her fingers into the stone wall. The water below her was violent, and it was like it was ready to swallow her up. I described every detail to Alex, from the dress to the lace cuffs on her sleeves, the way her braid was pinned underneath. He squeezed my hand so tightly I could feel the mark minutes later. Then just as quickly as it began, it went away. I was back in our bedroom, staring at Alex's pale, stunned face. He whispered, "What the hell was that?" I couldn't answer. I was just shaking. And in that vision, I'd felt this wild rage, like I needed to reach in and save her. But when it ended, I was left with a strange, calm, almost guilty feeling. That night, sleep barely came. And when it did, I dreamed of eggs. That's what it says, eggs.
Okay.
Huge eggs resting in moss, half buried like fossils. They didn't hatch. They didn't crack. They just sat there. Next morning, I couldn't get it out of my mind. So I turned on my laptop, and back then, Google was my homepage. And that morning's Google Doodle nearly stopped my heart. It was dedicated to some long-dead woman. I wished I remembered her name. But the artist had drawn her in profile, wearing a blue dress, her hair twisted in a bun, just like the woman I'd seen. Coincidence? Maybe, but it didn't feel like coincidence. Even Alex couldn't brush it off. He still tried to laugh, but I swear something unsettled in him. For the first time, the skeptic in him didn't have a funny explanation. Over the next few weeks, the apartment just felt heavier, not in a dramatic horror movie way, but in the quiet, persistent way that gets under your skin. Objects wouldn't stay where we left them. Shadows lingered at the edges of vision, and sometimes the exact smell of that tunnel would fill the apartment so strongly I had to open windows. Alex started waking up with dirt under his nails. Once he left the bedroom for a minute, came back holding three small, smooth stones in his palm. He swore he didn't know where they came from. I had one more vision. I was kneeling by a riverbank. The woman was there again, but this time she wasn't clinging to a ledge. She was crouched beside a nest of pale eggs. She placed her hand on one, looked straight at me. I felt it was like a warning, like time was running out, and then I woke up with a taste of pennies in my mouth. After that, neither of us dismissed what was happening. We read up on the history of the area, asked neighbors, searched records. We found references to old river works built in the 1800s. There had been drownings, but nothing about a woman in blue. Some people shrugged it off. Others just smiled politely and changed the subject. The visions faded after a month or two, but I still have nights where just for a second, I'm back in that tunnel and I smell that wet stone and I feel like something left its mark on me. Alex and I split up years later for regular reasons, not paranormal ones, but to this day, if I see a painting of a blue dress or a woman with her hair pinned up in that way, something in me just shifts. I never learned who she was or what those eggs meant or why that image ended up on my screen the next morning. Maybe it was all coincidence, maybe not. What I do know is the world is stranger than we admit, and sometimes it presses something into your mind that refuses to be explained away. Thanks for letting me share this. Oh, I don't know what the heck that would be. It almost reminds me of some kind of like past life thing, like maybe she was the woman in a past life, and it was kind of a memory from then coming back because it would have been very traumatic, it sounds like. Now, I don't understand the same woman with the eggs. I don't get what that would be.
Well, I did do a little bit of looking at dreaming of eggs and what that means. And if the eggs are unbroken and seem to be as strong and intact, it could mean new beginnings, creation, fertility, you know, things like that. But if they're broken, rotten, something's wrong with them, it's vulnerability, loss, or I thought this one was interesting. Dissatisfaction in a current situation.
Oh. Maybe she was like not really happy in her relationship at that point.
Maybe the seeds of the deterioration of this relationship began.
But what about the whole,
about this point?
You know, because it wasn't a dream state she was in when everything went black. Like all of a sudden she had
I definitely agree something else is going on there. And we can say, I took it that she blacked out, couldn't see anything, and then had this vision. And at the same time was having the vision, was telling her husband what she was seeing, because then she snaps out of it. And he was like, what the hell is that? Right. But then he was sort of in on it because he had dirt in his nails. He had three stones in his hands.
That's the part that makes no sense to me, because why would he get involved in her vision? Was he just doing it for effect?
Okay, that's funny you say that. That crossed my mind too. That he was just feeding it.
Because see, I could see if he's having things disappear or some paranormal experiences, but dirt under his own nails, and he's like, where did these three stones come from?
That's why I'm a little bit going, I believe her completely. I think this girl has psychic abilities. That she can see, you know, we hear about psychics being able to, you know, get these visions, something they see, maybe how somebody died. And maybe this woman was trying to get in touch with her to, you know, help her connect the dots of what had happened to her kind of thing. I think there's a lot of reasons, but I kind of feel like she has psychic abilities. I don't totally 100% believe his involvement.
Well, and he did kind of make fun of it, too.
And, you know, he can just as easily throw the keys in the freezer as anybody. Like, he could have been kind of oddly antagonizing her.
I mean, they did break up and she didn't say why.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I believe her. I believe these things happened to her. I believe she was having dreams about eggs for a reason. I think it was trying to tell her something with the, and there, we have a couple different scenarios of what that could be here in that aspect of this. I believe she saw shadows. I believe everything she wants to say. I'm not totally 100% convinced about him.
Yeah, maybe he was just kind of feeding into it.
I wonder. I just wonder.
But the whole vision thing that she had, that was intense.
It really was. But dude, I feel this kind of psychic ability. Like, I would not be surprised that something doesn't come along down the road and she has another one.
Yeah, because it also could have been, you know, I don't know the history of the, you know, their house or anything, but it definitely sounded like they were having activity in the house. You know, is that vision that she had connected with the activity in the house? Is someone trying to get through to her and be like, help me, this happened to me?
That's what I feel stuck. Like. I feel like somebody was trying to get through to her or show her something. They were trying to, you know, show her what happened so that, I would think that if something happened, I'll just use myself for example. Something happened to me and it wasn't solved. People didn't understand why that happened. I would think for me, it would be hard for me to be at peace until people had that information.
Oh, 100%,
that I love.
Yeah.
And so maybe I would try to get in touch with somebody that I could talk to. Mm-hmm. That might not be my family members. It might be somebody else. And I would say, please, I want to show you this so you can explain to my family what happened.
Yeah.
And give them that vision. I'm wondering if it has more like that she has these psychic abilities and maybe has not even tapped into that really yet. But I'm kind of feeling like this could be the case here. Alex, on the other hand, I think maybe was just kind of, because he, like I said, he could move things, he could arrange things, he could put dirt under his fingernails, you know, whatever. I have three rocks, you know, or whatever. I believe her. I'm not sure I believe his side of this.
Yeah. That's an interesting story. Well, let's listen to our next ghost story.
In Pennsylvania. I've been listening to your show for just under a year, and I just thought I'd call in and give you a short story. It was just something that stuck with me because I've never experienced anything paranormal in my life, but I'm really into the ghost shows and, you know, hearing about other people's experiences. But so I guess just over a year ago, around just before Christmas, I was outside with my husband at our old house, and we were putting up the Christmas lights, and he was on the ladder, and I was just kind of keeping an eye on the ladder because it was an old Cape Cod, and he was going to the peak of the house to put the lights on, and was just making me nervous, and just wanted to hold the ladder for him, make sure he didn't fall, and I was looking up in the sky. It was around dusk. The sky was kind of like that pink color it gets before the sun goes down, but it was still pretty light out, and I'm looking up at him, like just looking past his head into the sky, and I just see this ball. I don't know how else to describe it. It was not glowing. It wasn't like a light. It just looked almost like it could be smoke or something, like, you know, it had a sort of more dense outline, and the inside was more transparent. And it just floated over his head in a straight line, like 100% straight. It didn't deviate. It didn't go in a curve, or it's not like something that could have been blown around by the wind. It went slow. Like, it probably took, I would say, good 5 to 10 seconds for it to pass over his head. so it wasn't moving like a bird or anything like that. As a matter of fact, I looked over to my right for a second, and I saw a bird. And whatever this thing was looked like it was lower in the sky than the bird. And it looked like it could have been, like, you know, 10, 20 feet above his head. And I just watched it for a minute and, like, what is that? You know, thinking to myself, I didn't say anything to him about it. As a matter of fact, I didn't say anything to him about it for over a year. But, and I think I didn't do that because he believes in aliens and I don't. And I just thought, well, if I tell him about this, he's going to think it was a UFO or something. And eventually when I did tell him, he thought it was a UFO. But I don't believe in aliens. That's, you know, maybe a different topic for a different day. I think anything that people believe are aliens could be explained away as paranormal and something from the spiritual realm, if you will. But just wanted to tell you the story. I never told anyone else besides him. And I, like I said, I've never had anything paranormal happen to me. So I was like, this is just something I can't explain. I don't know what it was. I'm not saying it was this, that, or the other thing, but I've never seen anything like it in my life. And I just thought it was very strange. So just wanted to say thank you to you for the podcast. I have a very long commute. I drive from Reading to Philadelphia for work. It's like a 3-hour commute every day. And your guys' podcast just really helps pass the time and helps me not think about traffic. So thank you very much, and I hope to hear this on the podcast. Bye-bye.
Well, I think she's going to hate what I have to say, but I...
Oh, she's totally going to hate me.
Because I don't think she had a paranormal experience. I think that it was something alien.
Okay, here's my thing about alien. I believe both things could be true.
Right? I do too. I think both things exist.
I do too. I don't have a problem with that. Here's my thing about aliens. I do not believe everything can be explained away, because my own father, who was as down to earth, right? And he loved science. He read science magazines all the time. He even was a funeral director, mortician, right? And had extensive medical studies. He also believed in paranormal things, but he was in the Air Force for quite some time and told a lot of people that there were things that just could not be explained that they saw at night. I believe mostly it was at night, things that they saw, and the entire crew saw them. It wasn't just him. They would talk to each other and say, "Are you seeing this thing? What in the hell is that?" And these are people who are trained in aviation. I think you could talk to most pilots will tell you they've seen something.
Yeah.
They can't explain it, but they've seen something.
Well, and I'm kind of too of the opinion that the universe is so vast and so huge and like it doesn't end, basically. Mm-hmm. How could there not be something else out there?
Right. I refuse to believe we're it.
Because if especially right now in 2025, if we're it, we ain't doing so good.
Yeah, we're screwed.
we don't get along no more.
We're a hot mess.
Nobody likes anybody. It's just really strange. And I'm like, there's got to be something else out there.
Oh, I think there is. I just really, truly believe there is. So I could it be that? Yes. Now, with that said, is that the only option? She sort of felt like that wasn't it. It seemed to
could
be
have
more
been some
of a
weather
smoke.
Related thing.
Right. It could. I mean, there could be some sort of atmospheric phenomenon that caused this, I would think, right? But she did believe it was sort of smoke. And I think the problem she had with it by just, you know, saying, oh, it was just something, you know, a visual phenomenon or something, was that it felt like it had intention, that it hovered, it kind of made a direct line. It didn't seem to deviate from a path.
Which is like, why just kind of float felt around, alien.
which also makes it feel very alien to you and me. But could it have been a spirit or something? She seemed to lean that way, that she felt like it was more that than alien. I'm just standing up for the alien conspiracy people of all of us. And I don't even think we're conspiracies. I think it's very true. I mean, I just read an article about underwater unidentified objects that they're seeing that hover above the water and then dive in to the water.
Yeah, I think you said that to me. I'm like, yeah, shit, one more thing to be afraid of.
Right. Like, and so then there's so many people out on naval carriers and stuff that are seeing weird things like that. So I do want to stand up for alien ideas. I do think that exists. I do have to go with her gut feeling, though, in this. I know you want to go alien, and I almost 100, like, really seriously, most of the time I do, right? If I get a chance, I'm going alien. But I don't think I'm going to this time just because of her gut instinct, that it felt like it had this smoke or this haze to it.
See, I'm going alien, but okay, for her, I'm going to say it's weather related. It's some weird weather thing, because the weather and the atmosphere can do some weird ass shit.
It is true.
Because it showed up in my Facebook memories this week, but I was driving to work one day. This was 5 years ago or 4 years ago. And it was the weirdest thing. It was like these icicles were just dropping from the sky. And they were like a foot long.
That is so weird.
And they were like a little bit smushy, because when they hit hard, like they hit my car really hard. And I took a video of it.
Weird.
And I looked at the video again.
I've never seen that.
What the hell was that? So I sent it to my friend, who's a local popular meteorologist on CBS TV here. Mm-hmm. And so I sent it to Ross.
Look at you, be all, mm-hmm, if you'd have said his name, I would have called you a name dropper.
Ross Jansen.
Okay, name dropper.
So I sent it to Ross Jansen, meteorologist, and he's quite handsome too. And so I'm like, Ross, what is this? He's like, I don't know, but you're not the first one to ask me today.
That's
so interesting. I do think that the atmosphere can do some weird things. And like lately, we've had these really big storms, and it kind of looks like, and then another local meteorologist, Jake Dunn, he posted pictures and said, I know you want to think this is an alien ship, like the mothership has come to Earth, but it's really a cloud formation.
That was crazy. I saw that.
Yeah. So just for her peace of mind, to help her sleep at night, I'm going to go weather related.
Okay.
What I really think, alien.
I'm going to go this. I'm going to say I do think it was a spirit of some sort that she saw.
Okay.
And the reason I'm going with that is because I think that's what she felt. And because she felt like it had like a consciousness about it, that it was strategically doing something.
So would the aliens.
No, the smoky thing, I feel like it was there hovering above her husband, maybe as a protective spirit of some sort to keep him on this rickety ladder without getting hurt.
Okay.
I just feel like I'm going to go with her on this. I think her gut is probably right, though I am standing up for alien story. I do believe in aliens.
I need to get you a t-shirt. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802. Write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can get advanced episodes, access to the archives commercial free if you become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.